Beau Spearham is a broadcaster and podcaster based in Brisbane. He's the host of Frontier War Stories, a podcast dedicated to truth-telling about a side of Australian history that has been left out of the history books. Kia, Beau, welcome to Noongar Radio.
Yeah, I'm all you, Mob, out there. Thanks for the invite and letting us come on.
Excellent. So, Beau, can you introduce yourself and tell us what drew you to radio broadcasting?
Yep. So, Beau Spearham, Gumaru Kuma, Marawari. I got involved in broadcasting, actually, in 2012. So, this year is 10 years in community radio, or since I've started, community radio here in Brisbane. I got invited to 4ZZZ, a community radio station, and then I started hosting the Indigibus program, and the first host of that program said, "Oh, you should go over to 98.9 FM, AAA Murray Country, and sign up for one of their courses. You can do it for free." It was a certificate in broadcasting media. Did that, fell in love with radio. And then, about 2 years ago, got involved in podcasting, which, is also amazing as well. And, I'm heavily involved in activism here in Queensland and New South Wales. And that would always influence the conversations that I have on radio. But I always had a keen interest for history, and in particular our history. The history that we don't necessarily hear about or talk about or know about. And so that's where sort of I merged, this idea of talking about the frontier period with podcasting. And, I always had this idea that I wanted to do something around that, but I just didn't know what to do. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute, I actually do radio. I could mix that in with my love of history. So that's sort of how the radio, the podcast, came about as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so how are your episodes structured, and who do you talk to?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. It's a good question. So I talk to researchers, academics, musicians, artists, as in like painters, elders, just mob from the community, and people who really share, I guess, one, the same passion as me, but then also has done the hard yards to sort of, dig through the archives, dig through the old books and the old newsletters and that as well, and want to tell these stories. It's a very, very important story to tell, or stories, I should say, that need to be told. And I guess currently, at the moment, the podcast is sitting at 29 episodes and only 7,000 downloads. So just shy of maybe just under 3,000 downloads, and then I'll have 100,000 downloads.
Wow.
On the podcast. So like that in itself just shows you how good the podcast has been received, way more than I thought. I honestly thought I'd get a handful of sort of likes and follows and listens. And people listening to it, and obviously that's always encouraging, but it was never the sort of push for me to do this as well. Like, I love this, I would have continued to do it if it didn't have the numbers. But it's great that to hear that people appreciate it, and different people always reach out to me and say that they enjoy the podcast and learn something new, or they say, hey, have you spoken about this specific area or this event? And if I haven't, they'll usually send me a book, or a publisher will get in contact, or somebody that's sort of working on a specific area or issue will get in touch. And that's sort of how as well, I'd invite some new guests on.
Right, right. So what are some of the stories that you've covered so far on the show?
Yeah, originally I just wanted to make a podcast that spoke about the resistance of Aboriginal people. I said to myself, I don't want to, focus on massacres, because we already know that. We already know where they are. Our mob has mentioned them when we go past them on the highways or whatever. And then as I was trying to steer it in this one direction, the idea of the podcast in itself just sort of steered me in this other direction, where I was talking about all these different things. So I was talking about the battles, I was talking about the resistance leaders, obviously I was talking about the massacres, but then also these other issues of incarceration, you know, came up. And, you know, as early as 15 or 17, Aboriginal people in New South Wales was being locked up as part of the convict system. And then as early as 1852, you know, they're already investigating Aboriginal people dying in prison custody. You know, so last year was the 30th anniversary of the Royal Commission of Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, you know, which was a significant date and very, very important. You know, but, you know, over 100 and, you know, they're already investigating this happening to our people. You know, then I found out that, you know, other Indigenous men had participated in frantic conflict in New Zealand, in South Africa, Hawaii, other parts of the Pacific, would come here and I'd be locked up as part of the convict system as well. So grave sites, you know, in different parts of Australia where they had the convict prisons, the convict penal systems, and, you know, they have their gravestones, some etched in with their names and where they're originally from. We'll talk about, you know, the use of chains and slavery in this country, you know, talking about the resourcefulness of Aboriginal people, how we would use fire and how we would use smoke to communicate over, you know, thousands of kilometres, how innovative we were in such a very brutal time, like the frontier period. You know, we had on one hand this rushing tidal wave of expansion from the British, you know, and it was quick and it was brutal and it was fast. The setting up of sort of colonial institutions in Sydney, you know, I think the first wave, like 30 years, they had, you know, a solid foundation here in Australia, you know, in the early sort of colonial days. And it was very brutal, you know, it was very harsh for our people. And, you know, some of the stories that I'm finding out and figuring out, you know, it's just amazing to sort of, not necessarily uncover because I've already been there, but sort of, you know, reawaken these stories that have, you know, that have survived the test of time, and that, you know, that are survivors as Aboriginal people throughout Australia. And, you know, one of the things that I want to do with the podcast more is find out about, you know, Aboriginal women who participated in frontier conflict, because there were so many. You know, everywhere where Europeans went, where settlers went, they were met. You know, if they came in with ill intentions towards the people, you know, disrespecting land and the law and brutalizing people, then they were obviously met with sort of the same from mob in different parts of the country. And, you know, the way that history sort of portrays itself, it always shows one, the victor's side, but then if it shows, you know, the victim or the loser's side, it always talks from, I guess, a male's perspective. So one of the things that I'm really interested in doing is finding out about more Aboriginal warriors. You know, there was heaps, you know, from Waliyah from Tasmania, who held a resistance. I was actually in an interview that I'm going to upload very soon, Onani in Perth, I believe it was. I forgot her name. And when they set up houses and homesteads sort of on her country, instead of Arnie walking around, she would just like walk straight through the property. You know, if the door, you know, was in her way as well, she would walk through their house, and, you know, she would you know, do all these different things that you know, that I thought would, you know, that I think is amazing, and she should be recognised as well. And, you know, they're amazing, you know, people who we just don't know about. And, you know, like on one hand, we celebrate and we honour and we make statues and we name monuments and schools and buildings after, you know, people who we see as founders and as explorers and as, you know, leaders in cultivating, you know, the colony in Australia or the early sort of, you know, days here when Europeans came. And we forget that most of these people, if not all of them, actively participated in, you know, horrible events like massacres,
yep,
or organized them, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that organization was systemic. But how can people give the show a listen and support your work?
Definitely. So could do is, the best way to sort of find out the podcast is Googling Frontier War Stories, and that'll take you, the first sort of clicked thing, the thing that you click will be the podcast, and that's sort of the home of where the podcast sits. If people want to support by becoming a Patreon member and sort of donating as much as, you know, as little as $5 or as much as however they want, they can do that. That's usually in the top right-hand corner. But you can also listen via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the streaming platforms that you would usually listen to your podcast or your music. It's up on there as well. There's an interview that I want to do about the Binjara massacre. You know, the reason why I want to do that is because one of the perpetrators who participated in that massacre is one of the first, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, governors of Western Australia, James Stirling. You know, like, and that's what, you know, we should highlight these individuals for what they have done, and not just forget, you know, of the atrocities that they've committed amongst Aboriginal people. We can't play, you know, this game of, whatever they did. You know, I mean, let's not sort of recognise it. Let's honour the great things that these people have done. You know, we've come to a point now, time here in Australia, where on the 26th of January, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are coming out to show support with Aboriginal and Torres Strait people because they're sick of not being taught the truth. They're sick of seeing what's happening to Aboriginal people, you know. We appreciate the support and the empathy that, you know, the broader community gives our mob on the 26th of January. Now let's sort of shift, you know, and use that momentum to sort of open up a broader discussion on truth telling and what it is that Aboriginal people deserve for what we have been given to us, which is nothing. The only thing that's been given to us is a bad rap, and, you know, thankfully enough, our people have always been survivors and strong people. So, yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, we want and that we need, you know, is for people to start telling the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
About this history.
Exactly. So, Bo, thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning. People can go and check out your podcast, Frontier War Stories, telling the truth, really, about the side of Australian history that's rather left out of the history books. Appreciate your time this morning, Bo. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio.
Thanks for that, and hope the rest of your mob have a deadly day.